Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes past six. This is a lot of politics with your cup of coffee today. Matter whether it's in the morning or it's in the evening replay. Appreciate each and every one of you joining us. We talk about politics over a cup of coffee because usually, you know, with a cup of coffee, you are pondering things, right? Like when you get up in the morning or maybe in the afternoon on your way home. Well, ponder this. New York City says, and there's a tie into Oregon, New York City says, hey, let's let a million kids walk away from school to protest climate change or climate change in action. In action. Now, they're going to do that here in Oregon. There's a story about that in Willamette Week. But is this what school is for? And what should we do to push back if we think that's not appropriate? I mean, it's fine if you want to learn how to protest, but should school districts, this happened last year, right? Should school districts facilitate this type of thing? Hey, there was a coup last night, folks. Did you hear about this? You probably didn't, did you? There was a coup, in the House Republican caucus here in Oregon. There was a coup. We'll talk a little bit about why coups happen. Or if you're Obama, it would be a coup. Remember how he said corpse? At what point does Donald Trump intersect with your life in Oregon? Okay. At what point does he impact everything going on politically in this state and, frankly, every state? Now, there's a reason I'm asking this. In fact, right now I'm watching a Twitter feed from, 11 hours ago. Now, I am not tired of Trump yet. Okay. It's Trump, 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 Trump. Yeah, that's why I turn off politics over the weekend. Okay, I'm just sorry I do it. I think you should too. But all of this is incredibly impactful in our life because America's at a turning point, isn't it? Oregon's kind of at a turning point for other reasons. I mean, we're about ready to apparently turn in enough signatures to recall a governor. If you have not signed either one of the two recall petitions out there, I want to urge you to do that because this is one of the ways that we can hold Kate Brown accountable. But even more importantly, send a powerful message. Because you see, the ruling Democrats are sending a powerful message to us by everything that they're trying to do in Washington, D.C., in New York City. And in the president's his fundraising trip tonight in California, they're trying to see the left trying to send a message by outing all the people that go to this thing. Last night, did you see the president's rally in New Mexico? Did you see it? I'm looking at this Twitter feed. It's from a guy by the name of Tim Murtaugh. And somebody is literally with their iPhone on Twitter, panning around showing the overflow crowd that was watching Donald Trump's speech in New Mexico. Now, look, apparently I'm not tired enough. I'm tired enough of all of politics to turn it off for the weekend, but I'm not tired enough during the week because I walk into my home last night and instead of watching Monday Night Football, which I would normally do, especially with, you know, the Browns, the resurgence of the Browns with Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield as the quarterback. I wanted to watch the game because I wanted to see this guy. I would see these guys and apparently watching the replays because I didn't watch much of the game because I'm watching Trump. But apparently Odell Beckham makes another one of these one-handed catches. Incredible. Well, here's the reality. I chose to come into my home, turn on the TV, and watch Donald Trump speaking rather than Monday Night Football. Now, am I sick or what? On the other hand, I'm not tired of it yet because I know how important it is. That's why we talk politics, because this all intersects with everything happening in Oregon that I just put out in front of you. The fact that there's this big overflow crowd, you cannot get into a Trump rally unless you stand in line or you're connected and you can get tickets in the back door. I mean, that's just the way it is. The overflow crowd tells me something about the momentum and the energy behind this president is not waning, folks. Despite this incredible attack on him and his family, something that, I don't know, I don't think I could have withstood. I mean, ask yourself that question. How is it that this man, who sleeps maybe 4-5 hours a night, that's all he does, and I know this for a fact because that's what his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, used to tell me. So, in all seriousness, folks, does this man, with all his tweeting, with all the controversies surrounding him, is the fact that he is, I want to ask you this question, because this is a question you can ask other people. You may not like this president's style, but his resiliency is something to be admired, isn't it? I mean, again, this is a question, part of this program, the whole reason that I do this program, folks, the whole reason I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I read stuff at night before I go to bed. I get up 4 o'clock in the morning and I start reading things. Whole reason I do it is for one reason and one reason only. To give you interesting things to both think about and to be persuasive with the persuadables. And that's ask questions. Thoughtful people will actually ponder over a cup of coffee. That's why we call it political coffee. So the question is, even though Donald Trump may make you nervous sometimes, even though you may not like his style, you have to admire his resiliency. Because ask yourself, could you have withstood the incredible assault on this man? And the incredible assault that he's experienced, could you withstand it? Now, this relates to the coup last night in the Oregon House Republican Caucus. The reason that I relate these two together, and I'm going to relate it to the continuing news story. There's another editorial, this time by the editorial writer at the Albany Democrat Herald. And it's about the governor's non-transparency. Right. We're going to stay on that because this apparently now Governor Kate Brown, looking at some tweets, I haven't seen any news stories about it, but I'm seeing tweets about this, that she is apparently now rescinding her nomination of Attorney Misha Isaac. And as you know, I went ahead and I filed a complaint with the bar over this man's actions because I believe that he violated that. Channel 2 did a news story. You can see it on Channel 2 if you go there. I also filed a complaint with the Judicial Fitness Commission, because if this man, God forbid, would be confirmed to the Oregon Court of Appeals, they have a complaint on record. Now, I did all of that to send a message to Kate Brown, as I think have many of the editorial writers. There are two editorials in the Oregonian about this, many news stories about it. None of it is good for Kate Brown. Most of it hits her. And this editorial today in the Albany Democrat Herald, in a nice way, hits her. And they admit it. It's kind of charitable. That's what they say. All of this ties into, friends, resiliency in politics. Donald Trump has it, and it's a powerful thing. Does it inspire confidence in you? Most Republican leaders throughout the country would have folded their tent and walked away. Rush Limbaugh says this all the time, and he could not be more correct, more right. Trump is a fighter. Now, there's a time to fight and there's a time to back off. Trump just doesn't back off fighting. He never gives up. He stands his ground. Now, there's a biblical tie-in to this, friends. When it comes to the Oregon House Republicans choosing a new leader last night, which is exactly what they did, they threw out their old leadership, which was relatively new, to be quite honest with you. They threw them out. Now, this was unusual. Now, usually, I can tell you, having served in the House Republican caucus for 8 years, you don't do that unless you're unhappy with your leadership. So it's pretty obvious that something was happening. Instead, there was news stories, we talked about it last week, about how this is all being driven by the lobby. Lobbyists, organizations that give money to Republicans because Republicans are friendly to them. Nothing new here. Same thing happens on the left side. But what is unusual is that it happens when it normally doesn't happen. And it's about inspiring confidence. Now, it's pretty obvious to me. I don't know all of the backstory to this. I know some of the backstory based on conversation that I had with a lobbyist for an organization that was really unhappy with the House Republicans. They were very happy with the Senate Republicans. Why? Because Senate Republicans, all 11 of them, walked away for 9 days. House Republicans didn't do that. But it's deeper than that, folks. Much deeper than that. But it really does relate to people that get their nose out of joint and they want to make a change. Now, this happened when I served in the legislature. It did not happen, however, in the middle of a legislative term prior to campaigns. Usually when you have a change in leadership, it's after the campaigns have happened and you choose your new leadership. Normally what happens is when you fail, you get replaced. Now, there's nothing new here because we see it happen in football. I mean, we're watching the NFL now, right? We're watching college football. You got basketball going on. You got baseball going on. This is normal in sports, right? It's normal in companies. When a corporation doesn't do well for their investors, for their stockholders, you change leadership. The question is, will any new leadership in Oregon inspire confidence in who, you ask? Well, most of all, us, the voters, number one. Number two, the donors that would give money to help Republicans get elected. Let the music play on, play on. Do you need to become a Donald Trump with incredible resiliency and stand up and push back and fight with every tool you get, even every tool you have, rather, even if it's a little bit controversial? Does that inspire confidence? It's 6:20 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. Back in a moment. Don't worry.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I was remiss at not giving that out to you earlier. My bad. Just got caught up in sharing with you, well, the question we're asking today, this whole business about Donald Trump inspiring confidence, as evidenced by what? Well, not just the poll numbers, but look at the rally last night. And the rally last night was pretty profound in New Mexico. Now, New Mexico's not a red state, folks. It's a blue state. Kind of like Oregon is, isn't it? Now, why would he be, I mean, in fact, there's a Drudge Report story, and you can see that if you go to it, about, you know, Trump's people think they can turn New Mexico. So if you think you can turn New Mexico because Trump just doesn't give up, folks, you know, what about Oregon? What's the impact of that here in Oregon? What's the impact in that in our Oregon politicians, House and Senate? What's the impact of it in our voters? Rich wrote me an email. By the way, you want to send me an email? I'll do my best to read it on the air. It's an easy. Just send it to jeff@1220.am. Just, hi, Jeff. Just remember the state of Oregon motto. Don't let facts get in the way of the new narrative. Yeah. Absolutely right. And that's really more into what we were talking about. The whole idea of yesterday of the governor being hit continually because she is what she is, friends. So if Donald Trump can stand and be resilient and take the hits like nobody I've ever seen in my life, I mean, I don't think I could have withstood that. If he can, does that inspire confidence in you? Is your confidence waning in Trump at all? Or frankly, do you admire this guy even though you got a little bit nervous about him sometimes? And I do. I'm going to be honest with you because I think sometimes he just says the wrong things on Twitter. Okay. But is that enough to make me not vote for him? Especially when I think that this country, and in some ways Oregon, is at a turning point. Now, why do I say Oregon's at a turning point? Now, Kate Brown's under assault. Okay, so you want to talk about resiliency. You could say, Jeff, can't you apply this to Kate Brown? Well, yeah, but in a different way. You see, the editorial writers of this, the country's major newspapers and the newspapers themselves and their headlines and what they publish, New York Times, Washington Post, it's obvious that they hate Trump. They're aligned against Trump. That is not the case in Oregon. You see, it's just the opposite. You see, this case in Oregon, our major newspapers, without exception, are hitting Kate Brown and continue to hit her over who she is because she's offended them. Why? Well, because she's not doing what she said she would do. And the editorial today in the Albany Democrat Herald basically says that. She came into office saying she was going to be the most transparent governor ever. I'm paraphrasing that. Transparency was going to be a huge part of her agenda. And as the editorial writer in the Albany Democrat Herald points out today, no, that's not the case. In fact, under her reign, it's gotten worse. And this whole sordid incident with her supposedly supporting, you know, transparency in government and this new law, and then turning around quietly through her lawyer, who she's in a scam has appointed to the Oregon Court of Appeals, through her lawyer, is doing just the opposite. Just the opposite, folks. Resiliency. Now, she's being quiet about it. She's not saying anything. And again, I told you why. Because she's working quite behind the scenes to try to mitigate the damage, number one. And number two is they are polling it and they're focus grouping to see how bad it's hurting her in the middle of a recall. In the middle of a recall. And the editorial writer today shows her the way out of the wilderness. Will she take it? Not likely, because that's not who Kate Brown is. She doesn't come from that school of politics. She comes from the school of politics of the radical left, arrogantly believing that the press will cover for her like they did until she started ticking them off. Now, as with anything, there's a lot of inside baseball stuff that goes on behind the scenes here, okay? And you will hear anecdotal stories if you talk to reporters who will talk to you off the record about how the governor's office just acts arrogantly and acts like they're unaccountable, folks. That's the whole reason we have a recall petition going on here. Now, when you start doing that, and it started with John Kitzhaber, who, by the way, is back in the news. You see that story about him telling Kotek and Peter Courtney and Governor Brown, you gotta fix my failed healthcare idea. Well, hello. If it's a failed idea, why do you want to double down and do more of it? Just a little common sense on my part here. Anyway, bottom line, friends, is this. The news media in Oregon has turned against Kate Brown. Now, usually when the news media turns against you, it ain't good. Now, that's what's different. You see, Kate Brown trying to be resilient in the face of the news media turning against her is not something you would expect in Blue Oregon, is it? But it's different than Trump. Her resiliency is different than Trump for a lot of reasons, because given by what's happening here right now, polling shows that Kate Brown is very unpopular in this state, and she's not helping her cause. And now the news media is piling on and coming against her in the middle of a recall effort. You don't have a recall effort going on against Donald Trump. You have an effort by the news media. You have an effort by the far left to go after Trump and try to impeach him and impugn him at every step of the way. He's resilient for the right reason. Does that inspire confidence in you? When we come back, we'll take Ron, his phone call, your phone calls, your thoughts on all of this. As we continue, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Welcome, friends. Great to have you with us. Politics with your coffee. We'll keep talking about, can you compare the resiliency, the amazing resiliency of Donald Trump with that of Kate Brown? I don't think you can, not even close. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, thanks for hanging on through the break, friend. And what do you think?
I'll tell you right now, brother. Personally, number one, I think that, it's been with our governor. She has no remorse. She doesn't have foundation of character. What a president, he might quit right on Twitter and everything else, his opinions and everything, and may not sound right, but he does have some sense of accountability, and he does humble himself some more so than the governor. Let's talk about the governor. Let's see here. Friday, she went down to Roseburg. Why is she having a secret meeting with one of the plants down there, okay? But, timber unity, the people that has said that they don't want carpentry was waiting for her right before they got to the facility along the road. Freedom of speech, First Amendment rights being exhibited perfectly. Saturday, you get a report, an opinion, or Sunday. I don't know which reverse wrapper I've seen it in, but that was Statesman. When you got a Chief Justice, retired Chief Justice, that basically wrote that the two attorneys that she had was being corrupt. And yet, I don't think she has any remorse or anything. And she tried to put it on the attorneys, except personal accountability. And then you go and lay it out. So finally, as far as I care, that is number 42, number 43 reasons why we need to recall the governor. Because of her character, her remorsefulness, and her resilience to constantly lie and be corrupt. If Perry Mason was around, if Jerry Spence, one of the highest percentage attorneys in Wyoming, and if federally won more cases, he would be able to find her guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of her circumventing the will of the people and the public's right of knowing what's going on from the people. And
so,
I think with
Ron,
all that,
let me
I
ask
think
you
I've said enough.
Ron, let me ask you this question. In your conversations with other people in your world, do you, for the people that are willing to recall Kate Brown or sign the petition, is there a single reason that really stands out to you? Are they telling, is there one reason? Is it this, is it just a feeling they don't like her, or is it something else?
The biggest reason I hear from the people on the streets and everybody else to have signed a petition, well, they see that their dollar bills is going out. She is representing outside Oregon's interests, not Oregonian interests throughout the state, and she's trying to bankrupt the fulfill a utopian policy that is bankrupting California left and right and running businesses out. She will not listen to the will of the people on that. The voters of 73% says we voted no driver license for illegal aliens. They're mad enough that they're trying to undermine the parental rights of the people on their choices and trying to do forced vaccinations like California's bill. Senate Bill 267, Mr. Newsom has signed in California, the same thing they're trying to run through. When you got a governor who's supposed to serve the people by the people that voted for it, but serve the whole, and she represents only the interests of D.C., Bay Area, or the utopian fly-by-night energy company that's saying that they're going to give 50,000 jobs to green power, but yet less than 2,000 jobs in a state of 40 million people. Let's state again, 2,000 green energy jobs throughout the whole state of California, which is the third largest state in the country. They don't want to admit that. And that's why people are very irritable, and that's why they go on to droves as many. I'll give you one last example. A friend of mine who works for the Marion County Republican Party, they went to Oktoberfest. They collected 2,500 signatures in 3 days. We didn't count Sunday. That was just Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's remarkable, and that tells you a lot.
It is. It does tell you a lot. Ron, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it, and always, my friend, yep. I appreciate
God bless you and
hearing your voice.
You
be safe out there today, brother. That's Ron.
You
That's
too.
His opinion. What do you think? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Does Trump's resiliency inspire you? And if so, how? Now, I got to say that yesterday, you know, I'm listening a little bit through the morning to Rush Limbaugh. And one of the interesting things he said was that he's said this many times, and I think he's 100% correct. Most Republicans would have folded and walked away by now. They would have resigned from office. They could not have put up with this incredible assault that Donald Trump continues to put up with, friends. Now, last night at the rally in New Mexico, and I think this is why he even went to New Mexico, folks, is because they know, because I think they're doing some interesting research, they know that there are people that they're a it's possible that a majority of the people in New Mexico, which is a blue state, about every bit as blue as we are, could actually vote for Trump. Now, why? Is it because he never gives up? He stands his ground? Is that part of it? Now, I have a tie into this with the event that's coming up on October 12th here in Oregon. It's the Gathering of the Eagles, and we'll get into that in a moment, friends. But before I go back to the phones, 503-589-1220, does Trump inspire confidence in you? How would that impact Oregon politics? Obviously, if they think they can win in New Mexico, because they're spending time there. And looking at the overflow crowd from last night, folks, it's incredible. Would that happen here in Oregon? If it did, what would be the impact? What would be the impact on local elections? What would be the impact in the Oregon Republican Party? I'm just curious. I want to remind you that if you haven't tried CBD oil products, you should. I'll tell you why. Usually in the evening, I will take a little bit of a CBD tincture under my tongue, because that is quickly absorbed into my body. And I can tell you, every time I do, I sleep better. Now, for some reason, I don't sleep as well. And I've really noticed this. Now, I don't know what it is about CBD oil that does that. I just know it works. Now, I buy my CBD oil from Vim Natural Supplements down on South Commercial in Salem, right next to Safeway. Maybe if you're not sleeping well, maybe you ought to go down and talk to those folks. I'm quite serious. CBD oil works. Works for me. Why don't you go down and talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go to the phones. Art, good morning, Art. What are your thoughts today? Welcome.
Hey, Brother Jeff. Well, Oregon and Trump are so similar. It's truly scary. Obviously, Trump doesn't like to be bullied and doesn't like to be treated with disrespect. And he won't tolerate it. Well, that's happening right here in Oregon, Jeff. Our governor is a bully. Our governor doesn't care about us. And she can go out there and do all the polling that she wants to do. But the simple fact of the matter is that the reason this is all going on is because of her. Her unwillingness to think of all Oregonians, her unwillingness to listen to our concerns, and you can bet your sweet bippy this climate thing change that's going on with the school kids is being pushed behind the scenes by Kate Brown, because she wants to win this battle no matter what, even if it's by using kids who don't know what the hell they're doing, that don't even know that God controls the climate and there's nothing that we can do. And the end of the world is going to happen when Armageddon happens. The Bible says so. It's not going to be from climate change.
Art, you're supposing that there are still some people out there that actually believe in the Bible.
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. Absolutely. No matter how hard the Democrats have tried to take, God out of school and God out of our country, there are people like you and me, Dennis Prager, the list goes on and on, that won't allow them to do it. Now, obviously, there are going to be those people that drink the Kool-Aid, and we know that's going to happen. But we all know what's going on here. It's all about power, and that's why all this evil garbage is going on.
Amen, brother. That's Art's opinion. Thanks, brother. You stay out there today. It's 6:48 in the morning. Yeah, that's exactly right. All of this is tied up together in a thing called leadership. Trump has it. Kate Brown doesn't. Resiliency? Call
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour, last segment for today, and your last opportunity to call or email. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Fred Thompson is my friend, and he is because, well, he shares my principles and values of liberty, conservatism, and he lives it in his life. He always has. From the time he was Special Forces guy in Vietnam till today, where he helps people, not because he has to, because he's independently wealthy, but because he wants to. And he does that as a New York life insurance agent. You know, motivations mean a lot. The reasons we do things mean a lot. Now, you can buy life insurance from just about anybody, right? So why don't you do business with someone who shares your values, who not only shares your values, but also has great products that can make your life better? Kind of a win-win, isn't it? So, you know, if you're worried about the amount of retirement income you're going to have, because maybe Social Security isn't quite going to be enough for you, or maybe the money that you already have in retirement in a 401k or whatever isn't quite going to be enough for what you want, Fred can help you with that. And it's never too late. So why don't you give him a call? 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. Kate Brown is likely going to be on the ballot for a recall. I mean, with every day, I mean, the story that you know, Ron just talked about, how, you know, Marion County Republicans were out at the Oktoberfest in Mount Angel. I mean, think about it. To collect 2,500 signatures is an astonishing amount of time in 3 days. It's just, it tells you folks there's a momentum thing happening here. And I'm going to tell you how, as I end the show, how these things are really different. Kate Brown is not like Donald Trump when it comes to resiliency. And I'll tell you why. But I want to share with you this email from Dwight, because it gets to what we were talking about with yesterday. Because yesterday I was talking about RuPaul, Hollywood, Satan, and he says, you know, I was able to relate to your show today on a personal level, specifically your mentioning of Hollywood, RuPaul, Satan, and the detrimental attacks on the foundation of our country. And he goes on to describe how he's an evangelical Christian, but he's made friends over many years with a rabbi who he's never met in person, but who lives in Hollywood. And they talk about the negative impacts of Hollywood. And how it is part of undermining this great nation. He said, this rabbi told Dwight, he said, Hollywood and the liberals are attempting to create a, quote, faithless, faceless, genderless society, unquote. Dwight says, what a powerful statement and so succinct. Faithless, faceless, genderless society. Nothing more than walking vegetables with no God, lacking in an ability to morally differentiate between right and wrong. Dwight, thank you. And I appreciate your prayers for the success of this show. And here's why I'm saying that, friends. Leadership. Leadership that cannot morally differentiate between right and wrong is exactly where we are with Kate Brown. Now, not that Donald Trump is any great moral giant. I believe that, as televangelist Paula White led him to the Lord, she said that in 2015, even though he, you know, had a background in growing up in church to some extent. You know, obviously in his life and his affairs and things hasn't been always, just hasn't been what you would expect. I think he's changed in many ways, although, of course, it's tough to change your habits of a lifetime. But my bottom line is this, friends. Kate Brown is not like Donald Trump. You see, Kate Brown is doing all the wrong things that you and I know are wrong. Not just us, though. Average folks, no. You cannot lie and get caught in the lie, as the editorial today in the Albany Democrat Herald talks about. This is a critical moment for open government in this state, but it's even more than it. It's a critical moment in leadership. Kate Brown is hiding. She is obfuscating. She is lying and getting caught in her own lies, folks. Intuitively, people that have supported Kate Brown and maybe don't really like her a whole lot, but voted for her because they're Democrats or they're lefties or whatever, they know that that's wrong to lie. They know that it's wrong to hide things, to be non-transparent, to say one thing and then get caught doing another, just the opposite. Donald Trump isn't doing that, folks. Donald Trump is following through with everything he said he would do. Last night in the rally, Donald Trump continues to do something that reinforces that, the fighting image. He talks about how he's under assault. Talks about how he constantly reminds us of his motivations as to why he ran for president. He said, it's costing me billions to do this. I didn't need to do this. And intuitively, when he talks about how his motivations for running for office and for serving, he mocks and makes fun of the latest attack, which is that he's getting rich and wealthy. because apparently some foreign leader chooses to stay in one of his hotels. Or maybe an Air Force crew under a contract under Obama stays at one of his resorts. He mocks it. He makes fun of it. And what he does every time he does that, he reminds us why he is enduring more than any of us could endure to be president. He didn't need to do it. That's the right motivations. Kate Brown, however, is doing just the opposite. You see, Donald Trump's appealing to our basic idea that here's somebody who is selflessly giving of himself for the greater good. And he says it because it's make America great again. That's a positive, hopeful, upbeat thing. Kate Brown is, however, doing just the opposite. She's not appealing to our better nature. She's not offering hope. She is being opposed by the very people that used to protect her and support her, the press, the mainstream media of this state, because she's engaging in all the wrong things that even liberals know is wrong. And that's lying. Saying one thing while doing another. We all know how that works in our own lives, in our families, in our work. This is the difference in quote-unquote resiliency between Kate Brown and Donald Trump. Trump continues to inspire. Nobody's being inspired by Kate Brown these days. More on this as we go along, folks. Thanks for listening to each and every one of you. I'm deeply appreciative and thankful for it. Be blessed today. It's 6:59. See you tomorrow.